name is Rich and we're Consumer Hub. We focus on recruiting, marketing, innovation and sales professionals within the FMCG sector. And this is the Meet the Series, where we talk to some of the most interesting people we know in the sector and get their insights on what they do and how they do it. So today we've got Sarah Graham on the show. Thank you so much for being with us, Sarah. Sarah has over 10 years experience within FMCG across brand, advertising and communications. And she's very, very kindly agreed to be on the show and tell us all about what she's doing at the moment in brand marketing and what makes a great brand marketing professional. So Sarah, over to you. Just give us a quick snapshot into you and what your current role is, please. That'd be great.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for the invite. So I work in the marketing team at Warburtons, so one of the biggest food and drink brands in the UK. My role is specifically advertising and comms brand manager. So as a marketing team, it's essentially our role to build the Warburtons brand, driving growth for the long term. I'd say in a snapshot, in a nutshell, that's my role.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. And just in terms of your role, like what value does it add to the business? Oh, you kind of touched on it there about, you know, building the brand, but just unpack that a little bit for us. Like, so concretely, what does that involve?
So I feel like for those that work in marketing, this will be something that they're very kind of very aware of. But essentially, there's kind of like two ways to grow the brand. It's like short term activation and then long term brand growth. So I guess in my mind, the kind of like the way that I split the difference is that the short term activation, i.e. how do we make a sale of our products, of our brand, like today, tomorrow, it's often kind of probably falls into like shopper marketing, activation based comms marketing, like promotions that run in store. Whereas kind of the building the brand is much more of like the emotional advertising and communication, and essentially, I guess, ensuring that they've got a strong brand, not only for tomorrow, but also for the future. So 1, 3, 5 years time. Yeah. So it's, I guess, there's a piece of work that I think a lot of people that work in the industry would be familiar with, the long and short of it. And I kind of see that my role sits primarily on the long of it. So yeah, the long term.
Oh, thanks. That's a really useful way of explaining it. And then in your role then, like, what does a typical day look like? You're probably going to tell me there's no typical day, but you know, if you could boil it down.
That's definitely the standard response, isn't it, for everyone that works in marketing. But I feel like that's what 90% of people would tell you, that there's no typical day. I bet most people that work in FMCG would say that actually, that there's no typical day. And actually, I feel like it's generally the variety is what draws us to the marketing roles in the first place. So the fact that every single day can be different, every week's different, that's actually what keeps us kind of driven and engaged. So yeah, there is definitely no typical day. And I feel like I wouldn't want to work in a role where there was.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess building on that then, so no typical day, like, what do you enjoy about the role? What are some of like the repeating sort of themes, activities, and, you know, I guess, tasks that kind of crop up that almost form like the bread and butter of it that you just enjoy getting stuck into?
So I'd say I'm fortunate that most of it, so there's not many things where I'd be like, oh, I don't particularly enjoy it. There's obviously things that I'd find that I would lean into that possibly come a bit more naturally to me versus other parts of my role. But I'd say if I had to pick two elements that I enjoy the most, probably like the production side. So because my role is advertising and comms, a lot of kind of the big pieces of work are above the line advertising campaigns. So we call them our gold campaigns, but they're essentially like the biggest campaigns that we run. And my favorite elements are the production side for the TV advertising specifically. Cool. And then probably possibly unusually, and I'm not sure if I'm kind of in the minority on this one, but I really enjoy evaluating our campaign performance. Mm-hmm. So I like to find out what's worked and why and what hasn't. So I think it's like the continuous improvement piece, like how can we do this better next time?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's probably not, they feel like quite different. One's like very like kind of the creative production side to the kind of other possibly more sciencey side of of marketing.
Okay, that's really interesting. Like what are some of the other core responsibilities? So you've got the big campaigns, the development of the production, then you've got the kind of evaluation. Like what are some of the core responsibilities that you've kind of got to keep an eye on and track with?
I suppose it depends on how much those that would watch these sessions would know about kind of like the ins and outs of marketing, but they're very, I guess like marketing roles are often, I feel like quite just very stakeholder heavy roles.
Yeah.
So a lot of time kind of like speaking, engaging with internal and external stakeholders to get a project, delivered or a campaign delivered. Yeah. Because my role is specifically advertising and comms brand manager, that does mean kind of it's like, I guess if we think of the the spectrum of marketing roles, that just kind of like sit at the at the end. I remember someone kind of describing the advertising element as basically it's like the last kind of bit of marketing that I guess consumers will probably actually see. Whereas what sits before it is all of kind of the strategy piece. So which I do also kind of have involvement in, which I do really enjoy. So I guess like looking at whether it starts from a consumer insight piece, so kind of how's the brand tracking and performing with which groups of consumers, where do the opportunities lie? I guess both from a like product portfolio like perspective and like different consumer groups, and then all the way through to I guess the actual execution of campaigns and like media planning, the creative element, the production of it, and then the evaluating the performance of the campaigns after. So I know there's obviously like marketing roles that are set up in different ways. So in some businesses, there would be a blended role where a brand manager would be responsible for innovation and like the products, I guess like product management and also comms, whereas my role is specifically focused on the advertising and comms part.
That's really interesting. Yeah. And you obviously touched on stakeholders. That was going to be one of my questions actually, is like who are some of the key stakeholders internally that you've got to kind of keep abreast of, and also externally that you kind of engage with and work with most closely in your role?
So the marketing team setup that we have at Warburtons, the marketing team sits as part of the commercial team, which is category, customer, finance, innovation, and product marketing. And they're our kind of main stakeholders, as well as kind of the main board, who are ultimately the decision makers and set the strategy for the business, including marketing activity. So our main stakeholders really are that broader commercial team that we sit as part of, and then it depends on the project really. So if we were, for example, filming, and some of the ads that we filmed have got sections that are filmed at some of our bakeries, and therefore I guess we have a different set of stakeholders that are kind of everyone that kind of works at the bakery, from the kind of the bakery manager down to those that are working on the line itself. And then externally, our main stakeholders are our agencies, who we work with as as part, an extension of our team really.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. For people kind of that are listening, thinking, oh, that sounds really exciting, I'd love to like specialize more in kind of comms and put together these interesting kind of campaigns, like what are some of the challenges? What are some of the kind of, you know, the kind of, not difficulties, but, you know, your kind of challenges, things that you've got to kind of get to grips with to get good at it?
What we find challenging, I think, is dependent on our like preferences and personality type. So I'd say the large majority of people that work in marketing are people. Mm-hmm. So they like being and spending time, like they like working in a role that is stakeholder heavy, that requires them to spend a lot of time talking and engaging with lots of different people. So I'd say I find myself with less energy at the end of the day if I've had limited interactions with whether that's internal or external stakeholders. So probably that's the thing that I would find most challenging is quieter days with less talking, less talking to people. Yeah. So, but obviously,
how do you feel on that one?
But that's, I mean, that's unique to, that could just be unique to me. So, and I guess not necessarily a challenge about like the actual physical elements of the role, more just kind of
the managing yourself. That's a really good point, actually. What do you think good looks like, and how do you get good at it?
I feel like it's difficult to say because I wouldn't necessarily, I feel like no one's ever the finished product. So I wouldn't be like, yes, that's it. I'm great at this. And therefore, you know, this is how I got to being like in this position necessarily. But I see what you're saying in terms of what are probably some of the key behaviors that from my perspective are essential to, I feel like if you're not interested in people, and if you're not interested in consumers, i.e. like just being completely consumer-centric, I think you would possibly not enjoy marketing as much as those that are. And therefore, because I guess like, consumers are just at like the heart of everything that we do. So if you're not interested in people and their behaviours, and like I guess it's more of the behavioural science side of marketing, which it is like just super, super interesting, whether it's like behavioral biases, why do consumers make decisions? Why do human beings do the things that they do? I feel like you possibly wouldn't enjoy parts of my role as much. I mean, there'd be other parts of marketing that you would, you know, that you'd enjoy, that you would possibly enjoy. But I feel like that's a big one. And because I just think sometimes that we become so removed from that, we almost like in a bit of a bubble, we have to take ourselves out and be like, actually, I have a slant and bias about everything that, you know, the way that I would review, look at creative and think, oh, this is my view, but that's coming from a perspective of I work in marketing and this is my world day in, day out. Whereas if you're not, and you're just kind of just, you know, if you don't work in marketing, then actually does that creative, like, you know, fundamentally land the message that you're trying to communicate? Does it tell a clear story?
Well, just wrapping it up then, like, I mean, this has been a fantastic, fascinating discussion. And just in case you're watching this, guys, you know, like, I never know what these people are going to say. So it's very interesting just riffing on this. But what advice have you got for anybody watching this on how they can improve in brand, in just anything from behaviours through to kind of core skills? Just what do you think is kind of just a bit of a nugget of advice you could pass on to somebody that's maybe, you know, a few years back in their career from where you are?
So I feel like I've been lucky that I've worked with lots of exceptional people. So I've been surrounded by great advice, just people that are absolutely brilliant at what they do, like absolute experts in the field. And therefore, when you're surrounded by people that are that brilliant, you can kind of absorb and grow and learn. So I feel like I've been really lucky in that regard. So I would therefore encourage, you know, I like the saying, like, always try and be the dumbest person in the room. So maybe like surround yourself.
I know what that feels like.
Incredibly smart. Which I feel, lucky that I have had the opportunity to work with such brilliant people. And that's, you know, kind of been able to learn and grow throughout my career. But I'd just say, like, stop, you know, never stop, like just the continuous improvement and like learning, basically. I feel like you can just never, no one is ever the finished product. There's always more you can do. There's always more you can learn. So I guess, it's just, I feel like when you just stop striving to move forward and improve, even if it's within the kind of the role that you're already doing, how can we do that better next time? I'd say that's my view on advice for kind of developing. If you were in a like marketing exec role, for example, and looking to progress, that would be my advice.
Cool. Well, that's great. No, thank you so much. Well, thanks so much for sharing all that with our listeners and the people that are watching this content. So it's really interesting. If you've enjoyed listening to this particular meet, drop Sarah a note on LinkedIn. You know, thank you for her time and insights. Check out what Warburton's doing on LinkedIn. Give them a follow, give them a like, and all that kind of content there. And yeah, just kind of finally as well, if you watched this and enjoyed it, we have a podcast as well called the FMCG Podcast, and that's kind of long Reddit videos, interviews with other experts in the field talking about a career development with FMCG. And we also have a whole review channel reviewing all kind of cool products like this behind us called Surface Snack. So if you enjoyed today and the content, go and check that out too. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you soon. Take care.